75 days and 17 paintings. 2 days of painting and 2 days of resting. A new painting every 4 days for about 75 days or so. I'm only showing 16 here because every time I look at the damn groundhog, it snows. Sadly, I don't feel welcome in the art community, and I already get banned from one of the forums. I said that art teachers destroy artists, and we have to fight them. The moderator said that the forum is owned by an art teacher, and I will never post there again. Oh no. Even though this is really funny, I have decided to stand alone. I don't have time to unindoctrinate art students with a make-believe education. There's only time to help those who are curious about art to kick the other artists' butts on day one. In all seriousness, the fake pompous teacher problem is a horrible tragedy. Because in their incompetence, they turn people away from art with stupid and boring exercises. What young students need is the instant ability to turn every freaking adult into a cute bubblehead with shiny eyes. When you give them that, they will learn, and all those things that the teachers teach, they will learn on their own while doing greater things. The trivial stuff they teach in school is not that big of a deal. Eventually, I will release a series of pictorial tutorials, very simple to make, very simple to make beautiful, and that will be the go-to instruction manual for instant hyperrealism. To be honest, there is no time for videos either. Strong infographics will do it, at least at first. The art tutorials where students don't have to practice drawing boxes and dive right into impressionism, hyperrealism, and realistic pop surrealism, and bobbleheads, because bobbleheads are live, we'll generate enough videos and related materials that all I need to do is invite the first few that are curious about art. 16 paintings, of which at least 10 are pretty good, may not seem like much in the world of art, but it is everything in the world of art education, in the world of real education. It is everything because it provides real results. Those 16 paintings are a real result. And real results is the definition of real education. In closing, I would like to note that there are no masterpieces here, and explain that a masterpiece is a multi-character scene. Again, pop surrealism, that most supreme form of art, is probably the fastest and best way to build one. In a word, a masterpiece is a scene that permanently baffles the viewer. Majority of people that see it simply never forget your painting. By extension, that also means that they will reach out to own a copy. Thus, a masterpiece has legs. Personally, if I had to create a masterpiece today, which is about 30 years too early, I would paint a painting that shows how to help the world advance forward beyond poverty and climate dangers and armed conflict and especially war. It would be a beautifully illustrated concept map to remind us all that to grow up means to grow all the way up until we become great beings.